This is the Composer's Datebook for November 23rd. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1934, after 10 intense rehearsals, the Mexican Symphony, conducted by Carlos Chávez, gave the premiere of the Second Symphony of Aaron Copland. He called it the Short Symphony, but there was a lot packed into its 15-minute duration. The Short Symphony's preoccupation is with complex rhythms combined with clear textures, said Copland. Sonority-wise, the most rhythmically complex moments have a certain lightness and clarity. I had briefly considered naming the piece, at Chávez's suggestion, The Bounding Line, until another friend wisely advised me against it, pointing out that bounding seemed more like boundary than the bounce I had in mind. Copland recalled, "Shortly after its Mexican introduction, the piece was announced for an American premiere by Leopold Stokowski with the Philadelphia Orchestra, but was never given. A similarly announced performance by the Boston Symphony under Koussevitzky was also canceled. Both told me subsequently that they had announced performances because they had admired the work, but that the composition was so intricate from a rhythmic standpoint that they dared not attempt a performance within the allotted period." Copland created an easier-to-perform sextet version of the symphony in 1937, but it wasn't until the 1980s that Copland's 15-minute symphony became increasingly performed by American orchestras in its original form. For more on other composers' 15 minutes of fame, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.